Awful loud. You know how loud I get. Then we come in tonight, and I always ask God for confirmation. And it's been said. I have enjoyed. I apologize not being able to make it of the mornings. But, we've been trying to help our mom and dad. They've had a house fire. I've been trying to help them of the mornings. But I have enjoyed the messages that I've heard of the evening. And there's one thing that we have got to understand. You know, God's love is unconditional. But His blessings are very conditional. He ain't going to bless no mess. God cannot, nor will He ever bless a mess. And I asked the Lord and the one that the lady did the sign, and I thank you so much for that. Amen. He'll be your Savior today. He's going to be your judge tomorrow. 1 Peter chapter number 4, if you will, please. 1 Peter 4:1 Not trying to take away from the Scripture, but going to jump around just a few verses. But I've got to preach what the Lord's laid upon my heart. 1 Peter chapter number 4. Still here some pages. I want to make sure you're there. Found your place? Say amen.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter number 4, look at verse number 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As good stewards. It means taking care of the grace that God showed you. Now go with us to verse number 17. I've heard this word said several times tonight. And we have got to... I've enjoyed the preaching this week. Like going to the walls of Jericho. But friend, I'm going to tell you, you can do all the walking you want to. If you ain't living right, the walls ain't going to fall. It takes a shout. And you can't shout on credit. I want you to pray for me tonight. It seems like mine's just a little... But this is what the Lord's laid upon my heart tonight. Verse 17, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. I can say that the Creator has always been faithful. But what I'm going to preach to tonight is His creation. We are the only thing God created that does not do what we're supposed to do without being told. I'm going to ask the pastor to ask the blessing over there.
Heavenly Father, I love you. I thank you, God, for my brother. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're sending him this way. We ask tonight, now God, that you're blessing him. God, that you would...
Yes, Lord, we love you tonight. I beg of your Father, Lord, that you move in a mighty way. Lord, that we do what you'd have us to do. God, give me your words, for mine's nothing. Lord, mine's not. God, mine's. Lord, my words don't mean nothing. God, Lord, take me, hide me behind the cross. Use me in a mighty way. Father, help us.
Now, Lord, we love you. Give you glory. God, have your way.
Amen. I want to ask a question tonight. Can I cry aloud and spare not tonight? Can I preach the Word of God without reserve? Can we hear the Word of God? He said that there might be some out there, whether it be on Facebook, whatever, that might not be able to hear in what she did. Now, I'm sure everybody here tonight you can hear, but are we listening? Are we listening? As I look across the congregation, I don't know your hearts, don't know your souls, but I know what the Lord sent me here with tonight. Amen. I want to preach just on this simple thought God give me out of verse number 17. I'm going to read it again. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? I want to preach just on this simple thought tonight on its time. It's time for God's people to step up and be what we need to be in a society, in a world that even the Pledge of Allegiance, which you don't hear anymore, one nation under God, it seems like we're one nation against God. The things that are coming in and the things that are being allowed, and as much as I hate to say it, the things that have been compromised in the house of God. The time has come that judgment must begin here. Listen, we can sit and say what we want to about the White House, the schoolhouse, and the courthouse. Friend, we can do something about God's house. Amen. That can't be said enough. It can't be mentioned too many times. But there's a lot of things that we need to realize and understand in the day and hour we're living in. There's some imposters out there. Hey man, listen, if you really want to know the true meaning, if you really want to know the original, that's what you study. You don't look at counterfeits. You look at the real thing. Now listen, we're criticized in the day and hour we're living in. If we say we're King James only, people will look at you like you're strange. Listen, there's nothing hard about the King James Version Bible. The reason people cannot understand is because the Bible said the natural man knoweth not the things of God. They're spiritually discerned. You want to understand the Bible, you'll have to get in the Spirit of God to understand what the Word of God is saying. I've never in my life seen the ignorance of churches this day and time. You look at the house of God, and friend, I believe it was in the book of Hosea, maybe even Jeremiah. He said, how does the house of God appear to you? He said, those of old that seen her in her former glory, how does she look to you now? What does the church house look like? I tell you now, listen, if you honest to God think that everybody under this roof, you pastors here tonight, think everybody in your church is saved and on their way to heaven, the devil's got you fooled. Friend, I'm going to tell you, as she sung tonight, there's going to be something standing before him on that day. He's going to say, I never knew yet. Ye workers of iniquity, I depart from me. We can say what we want to. We can believe what we want to. We can act any way we want to. But without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You must be born again. People say they've made a decision. Yeah, I make them every day, but that don't save me. I've got a personal relationship with him. I do too, but that didn't save me. You must be, but well, I'm a believer. The Bible said, if thou believest, there's one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe in God. They're not going to heaven. It takes more than that. You got to live right if you're going to die right. Amen. I know that ain't popular preaching, but it's true preaching. I want you to look there at verse number 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You see, God's grace is us getting better than what we deserved. God been good to anybody here? See, God's mercy is you not getting what you deserve. God's forgiveness is him forgetting what you should have got. Friend, I'm going to tell you, we act like God's grace ain't amazing anymore. But every day I wake up and get better than I deserve. Hallelujah. God's grace, it still amazes me. I said it's still amazing. We run around. We act like we've lost our best friend. Friend, I'm going to tell you, I never had a friend like Jesus. Man, as I began to look, we're going to get to the message there. The book of 1 John. Turn with me there right quick, and then we're just going to ride back. Preach a little bit to you. John, 1 John chapter, help me, Father, I believe verse, chapter number 4. The Bible said, they, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I spoke a word to the sound, man. And brother, I meant that from my heart. When it gets to the point that you're so worried about keeping up with this preacher that you can't get what you come to get, friend, turn it off, step down, get in the pew, and let's shout her out. Amen. We're in the house of God. We're in the presence of God. This ain't your house. It ain't my house. It's God's house. Said there in chapter number 4, verse number 6. He said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If there's anything I'm noticing going on in today's society, and listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. A lot of times I'll hear God's people say, I don't understand why they act the way they do. I don't understand why they do this. I don't understand why they do that. Let me drop just a little knowledge on you tonight. Lost people are going to act like lost people. That ain't who I'm preaching to tonight. Judgment must begin at the house of God. It's time for God's people to start acting like God's people again and doing what God said in His Word. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's not but one way in the Bible that God said He shows you He loves you. Not but one way. He said, those whom I love. Those whom I love, I chastise. Despise not the chastisement of God, for those whom God loved, He chastises. He that's without chastisement's a bastard, not a son. That means illegitimate. That is the word of God. Friend, I'm going to tell you. You know why people can't see pride anymore? Because they're prideful. You know why people don't notice sin anymore? Because they're sinful. Hey, listen, church. There's a spirit, the spirit of God, by the way, ain't no it's He. Amen. He said He'll teach us all things as we should know. He'll tell you what's right. He'll tell you what's wrong. You'll know the spirit of truth and you'll know the spirit of error. All these people can't stand, brother, of this kind of preaching. I'm going to tell you right now, it's hell hot, heaven sweet, you're going to go out of one place or the other. It's time. It's time for God's people to start acting like God's people. Pray for me, brother. It's time for us to start taking care of the grace God give us. It's time for us to be good stewards, overseers. Watch it. Actually be thankful for the grace of God. Friend, it's time. It's time in the day and hour we're living in for us to get plugged into the Spirit and know what's right and know what's wrong, that sin might appear sin, that it might appear exceeding a sinfully. He said in times past, God waits because all men everywhere unto repentance. God ain't overlooking sin. No, sir. You find there in the scripture, our Lord and Savior, fixing to give up the ghost. He said, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani, my God, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? God turned his back on the sin that Jesus Christ carried on the cross. But we think we can do anything, and God's going to overlook it because he loves us. God does not overlook our sins. They must be forgiven. Let me say this. Only repentance constitutes forgiveness. You must repent of your sins. As I began to think and I began to look, all you pastor brothers in the house, I want to help you tonight as God's helped me with this message. Boy, we need to get a fresh anointing on our eyes. Oh, We need to get plugged in with God to know what's right and what's wrong. Listen, it don't take much how to get a little bit of wayward out here. It don't take much for the devil to say, oh, I just overlooked that. That ain't going to hurt nothing. Let me remind you, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Oh, it's the little foxes that you got to worry about. Hallelujah. Friend, it's time. It's time that God's people, I really let the world know how amazing God's grace is. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy. Glory be to God. Now, I'm going to say this. Don't get upset with me. I thank God for good singing. Some of y'all were shouting it out, singing. Now you're sitting there clamming up at the preacher. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How shall they hear except there be a preacher? How shall they preach except he be sent? Amen. We'll call it out. Amen. Word of God's what saved your soul. Amen. Now don't get me wrong. I love good singing. I'm not against singing. But friend, when we can shout her out during the singing, but we sit there and look cross-eyed at the preacher when he's preaching, something wrong with your soul. Glory be to God. I tell y'all 2 Timothy. I didn't know if I told y'all that or not. Glory be to God. Y'all praying for me tonight? Amen. Need the Lord's touch tonight. You pray for me. I know it's there. I just got to find it. 2 Timothy. Watch this now. I'm going to help us if you let us, okay? Listen. If the devil can get the preachers out of the way. Now listen, all you that really don't believe you need your pastor. The Bible said where there's no shepherd, the flock scatters. If he can get the preacher with his eyes off what's right, then friend, there ain't no hope for you. Oh no, I'm a preacher. I'm born again. Now listen, you need a preacher. You need a pastor. The Bible said they watch for your soul. I bet they'll stand and give account. Well, I'm tired of him being in my business. Friend, I'm going to tell you right now, what I do is my business. Do you understand what you do in the flesh affects your spirit? Do you not understand that? Oh, if you're tired of a preacher getting in your business, you need to read the book. You need to get in the Bible. He's the overseer, the under shepherd, the anointed of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the watcher for your soul. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Very familiar scripture. Very familiar scripture. I want helpings tonight. Listen, everybody up here, you raised your hand and said you was a preacher, pastor. Raised your hand and said you was a born-again child of God. You just identified. You ain't sitting up there editing this stuff, are you, brother? Let it go out. I'm going to tell you, you get to preaching, they'll kick you off Facebook. But I'm telling you right now, it needs to be said. It's been set back long enough. We ain't preaching it anymore. As long as the church is full, long as they're paying their tithes, long as they're there, I know it's time. The judgment begin at the house of God. Glory be to God. I'm fixing to preach, brother. You praying for me? 2 Timothy 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. And by the way, that word exhort, it don't mean pat you on the back and tell you everything's going to be all right. It means telling you you can do better because of the grace of God that lies within you, and you need to do better. Amen. Too much of this are going on. Way too much of this are going on. Well, I ain't going to say nothing. That's the best banana pudding maker in the church. Hallelujah. Switch to apple pie. Preach the word of God. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort. with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come. Not maybe, not mine. He said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itch and ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. And not only is it time for God's people how to be good stewards of grace, but it's time, preachers, it's time us get back to preaching. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's time to get back out of preaching the word of God. Hey, I know God loves me. He's already proved his love toward me. How the Bible said, God, I commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's already proven to us that he loves us. It's our turn out of prove to him that we love him. We're the one got the proving to do, not him. Well, Lord, I'm here tonight. Bless me. Ain't going to happen. You ain't putting nothing in it. You ain't going to get nothing out of it. Oh, you can stand up and wave and shout all you want to. Telling you the truth. Boys, I began to think about this when the Lord took me here to this scripture. Here's what we got to understand about preaching, brothers. I can preach the gospel. You've always said it. Every time I've mounted this pulpit, you said, brother, I appreciate your stand. You still appreciate my stand. Brother, I ain't got nothing else to preach outside of the word of God. Let me remind us something. Hey, if we're going to be preaching to the bride of Christ, the message needs to come from the bridegroom. You understand what I'm saying? I said if we're going to preach to the bride of Christ, the message needs to come from the bridegroom. Oh, let's look at it. If you're going to be preaching, he looked at Peter and said, Peter, I lovest me. He said, yes, Lord. He said, feeding my lambs. He said, Peter, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. Feeding my sheep. He said, Peter, lovest thou me? I'm more than these. He said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, feed my sheep. If you're going to feed God's sheep, the message needs to come from the master shepherd. Now, our church is mine. Do you know that they didn't have to live on yesterday's manna? Did I say that out loud? I did, didn't I? Can I come down there and sit beside you and shout her out for a little bit? Hallelujah. We're going to sink her in deep right here. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of... Raise your hand again, preachers. Raise your hand again, preachers. There's a lot of weight on our shoulders. You better understand who it is that called us. I need the unction of the Holy Ghost. I need to be filled. But he said the time will come. They'll not endure sound doctrine. Preacher, what's that mean? They don't want to hear that old-fashioned preaching anymore. It's the word of God. You prove it to them. It's the word of God. They don't want to believe it. They want to go somewhere where the preacher ain't going to say nothing about how they live it. Bless God, you ain't living right. God will tell the preacher he needs to come in with the word of God and God shear your eye. I said, God shear your eye. If I'm going to be preaching to the bride, it needs to come from the bridegroom. We're going to be preaching to the sheep. It needs to come from the great master, chief shepherd. You agree with that? You agree with that? Not the internet. Not a book of nuggets. Not a commentary. Not the cliff notes in your study Bible. When is the last time, men of God, we got in our study, didn't open up a commentary, wondering what it meant, instead of praying to God, let the Holy Ghost lead us through the scripture. Glory be to God. Hey, it's time, preachers, we get back in the word of God. Quit getting the easy way out. Put your time in. As the old preachers used to say, burn the midnight oil. Burn that midnight oil. Got a little quiet on all that. God help you, you get your messages off the internet. Well, you don't understand how busy I am. You too busy to spend the time in prayer and study. You all need to be preaching. Oh, let's say that out loud. Well, we all do it. We'll read something. Just don't quite have the understanding. First thing we want to do is turn to that Matthew Henry. See, y'all getting all quiet. Y'all shouting during the singing. I'm going to go to, I don't even know if they still have Lifeway anymore. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to buy me a book of sermons. Oh, yeah. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go everywhere. Now, listen. You hear God and you hear God good. God give you a message. Our churches have been sermoned to death. Our churches have been sermoned to death. Just look up just Webster's definition of a sermon and a message. A sermon and a message, two totally different things. What we need is a message from the bridegroom, a message from the master shepherd, sent by messenger of God. Not a school taught, mama called, daddy sent, so-called preacher. Preach, preacher. I believe I will, brother. We've been sermoned to death. I know preacher tell me, my church know every February what I'm going to preach. Shame on you. Children of Israel didn't have to live on a day-old manna. Bless God, you ought to have something fresh for the bride of Christ every time you come to the house of God. Now, I'm going back to that spirit of truth, the spirit of error, but we can't see that. You can tell in the mind, it don't matter how a man delivers. It don't matter how much he steps out, like what you're saying. None of that matters. None of that matters. There's one I've heard. Listen, if I hear that message again, I'm liable to just throw up. Awful quiet in here. You know why you're quiet to what you're hearing? Because we've been about sermon to death. Well, I heard that preacher preaching. I believe I'm going to preach it, and I'm going to add two pieces of scripture to it, and I'm going to preach what they... Hey, you got that sermon outline? Can I get that sermon outline you got? Let me look in your Bible. Can I get that sermon outline? Let me... What kind of notes you get? Where'd you get that from? You tell them you got it from God, they look at you like, huh? It's time that we get back to preaching. I'm not talking about some store-bought sermons.com internet book and nugget. You can go buy books of sermons. Pick you one out. I believe they'll like it. Bless God, it ain't about what they like. But they'll do it, and we don't notice it. But that spirit will speak to you and let you know that they're just playing on your emotions. There's enough in there to keep me preaching the rest of my life. Can I just be honest with y'all tonight? Oh, this is coming from the bridegroom, because I'm preaching to the bride. This is coming from the under shepherd or the master shepherd, chief shepherd, great shepherd. It ain't coming from me. Oh, no, sir. I hear preachers quote more sayings of, out of dead preachers than I hear them quote the living word of God. Now, I ain't got nothing against Spurgeon. I ain't got nothing against Moody. Vance, I ain't got nothing against them. But they're dead. The word's alive. Why are you preaching about a dead Jesus? For your information, he ain't dead. He ain't dead. He's alive. He's alive. Why preach something dead when you got the living word of God in your hand? It's time to preach. I'm talking about ride her back and let her go. Hold my reins. Oh, yeah. It's time to preach. It's time to cry aloud. Spare not. Show my people their own way. And the house of going home Free Will Baptist, their sins. Say, what? What? Hold on. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You in here tonight, that's the name of the church we in. Preaching to every one of you. Oh, I'm fixing to get to the members. Why, some of y'all members, some of y'all done went so contemporary, you can't hear the gospel anymore. Amen. Them people might be deaf on the internet. Half of us ain't listening. We have eyes, we see not. Have ears, and we hear not. Have a nose, but there's no smelling. Have a mouth, but there's no smell. They can't even crunch out of their throat. Don't get mad. I know the spirit of truth, spirit there. Don't get mad. Don't get up and walk out. Don't get mad because preacher stands on something. You better be careful what you say against the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hello, Miss Sue. How do you do? Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Go ahead and get mad at God. What you going to do to him? What you gonna do to him? That preacher better hush. It ain't me talking. It ain't me. It's not me. It's the anointing of God. It's time for God's people. Amen. To be good stewards of God's grace. Men of God, it's time to preach. I don't care if it makes your mama mad. Preach. I don't care if it makes your wife mad. Preach. I don't care if it makes your kids mad. They get mad about the grandbabies. Preach. Bible said, for a man that knoweth not how to rule his own house well, how then shall he take care of the house of God? That's Bible. It's time for us preachers to get our houses lined up. And by the way, I am a firm believer. Take Free Will Baptist out of it. Take Church of God out of it. Take Baptist, Holiness, whatever. I still believe what the Bible says, the qualifications that's in there, bless God, they need to meet it. Now, what did I just tell you? I told you I still believe. What did I tell you earlier? It don't matter what we believe. Whether I believe it or not, it's in there. Boy, I think I got another one in there. Oh, yeah. We're going to flag the Holy Ghost here. Wow! It's time. It's time. I ought to get back to the Word of God and preach the Word. Get on our knee bones and say, God, what do they need? That's what I did for this message. I'm preaching my heart out to you tonight. It's time. It's time that we get back to preaching. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 13. Book of Romans, chapter number 13. Well, preacher, you just don't know how busy I am. Do you understand that that's what the devil wants to do, is just keep you busy? Busy meaning being under Satan's yoke. He'll keep you so busy that you won't read your Bible. He'll keep you so busy that you won't pray. He'll keep you so busy that you won't study. By the way, he still says study to show thyself approved. Yeah. Unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the what? Word. The word of what? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was made God. Listen, and then you go, and he said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Everybody hold your Bible up. That thing's alive, and it does not put up with deadness. If you got deadness in you, that's you. That ain't God. Mm-mm. No, sir. See, some of you got mad about a contemporary statement I made just a minute ago. You go ahead and let that mess in your church. Go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead and get you put it up on the wall and him singing the same thing 14, 15 times. Go right ahead. I don't believe in a praise and worship team. That ain't of God. Oh, don't get mad at me. The Bible said come in with praise and thanksgiving. Don't tell me when to praise God. He don't separate the church like that. There should be no schism in the church. None. None. I believe in a lot of churches, singing has taken place of preaching. I'm just being honest with you tonight. Here again, I don't mean no offense to these singers, not in any way, shape, or form. I don't mean no offense whatsoever. But friend, I'm telling you, it's time. It's time that things get back the way they were. He said, stand ye in the way, see and ask. And ask for the old paths. Oh, I tell you what I want everybody here to do. You go home. You take a good long look in the first mirror you find at your house. And you look at yourself and see if you're still old-fashioned. I tell you what you do when you're done with that. As the book of James says, a man that beholdeth his natural face in the glass, turn and go away. You look into the perfect law of liberty. And let God show you if you old-fashioned or not. You can say it all day long. You can say it all day long. You can act it all day long. There's a lot of identifying going on. Oh, we won't talk about the identifying going on out in the world. But he said judgment must begin here. Romans chapter number 12. Or I'm sorry, chapter number 13. Look at verse number 8 if you would please. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing that the time, oh, there it is again. Now, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now, hold on a minute. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and in envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Not only is church is it to, and by the way, you won't find this on NoSermons.com, Book of Nuggets, anywhere. God gave me this message. God gave me this message. Who'd he give it for? Every one of y'all. Hold on a minute. I got it first. God corrected me on some stuff. He said, boy, you look at that commentary way too much. I ain't preaching that again. See, y'all done clam up again. We moving on. It's time for us to be good stewards of God's grace. It's time for us to preach. Not only that, it's time for us to wake up and shine in a dark world. It's time. It's time to wake up. Bible said we go about as if we're groping the wall. These things that's going on in front of us, man, it's bright as day, but we act like we're walking in the midnight, like we can't see. Huh? Listen, we've done gotten used to it. We'll watch TV and a commercial will come on with two men kissing each other or something like that. Well, it's just what they do. Let me remind you, now I'm talking about, I got to compare what's going on in the world to what's going on in here. We got to. The book of Leviticus said that man shall not lie with man. Neither shall woman lie with woman. Neither shall man lie with the beast of the field. That's not hateful. That's love. I don't want to see them go to hell. Hallelujah. But at the same time, he tells us to lay off the lust of the flesh. We need to quit cheating around on God. He said they went whoring around after other gods. Did nobody say it? Well, I wasn't at church now. Oh, I didn't feel like it. We'll take and do things and have to reap for what we sow. So I don't know why God's putting me through this. Don't you charge God foolishness. If you're reaping what you sow, don't you blame God. Don't you blame God? Well, no. But it's okay. Why? We're asleep. We better wake up and take our stand. We better wake up. We better wake up and be a light in a dark world. I'm telling you, it's dark out there. Brother Rock, it's dark out there. I got 7 grandbabies and 1 on the way. 5 boys and 3 girls. I'm going to tell you, I love them. I love them to death. But I look at the world they are coming up in. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but I know there's a better way. That's why it's time. You realize they're watching you. Hey, they ain't just watching the preacher. They're watching the church members. It's time to put on some light. I believe our batteries has went dead. Our wicks have went out. How did he say it there? That the light had went out in the house of God. It's time to get it relit. What's it going to take? Some preaching of the word of God. It's going to take us being good stewards of God's grace. It's going to take us turning the lights back on. Oh, Linda Carter. Woo! I remember my preacher getting on my mom and daddy for letting me watch Wonder Woman. How sturdy is that? Can I sit on it? I don't weigh that much, sis. I'm praying with you. I remember preachers preaching about the 18, how old B.A. would get on there and call everybody a fool. I remember preaching, boy, we'd get on there and we'd be the... Boy, we'd come in with them Dukes of Hazzard shirts on. Preacher say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself letting them watch that woman run around on her naked. Hey, people like that dress like that in church now. We went to sleep. You know what I'm praying on everybody in here, preachers, lay members, deacons, you know what? I'm praying God, wait, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to pray God wake you up. Amen. I said I'm going to pray God wake you up. Amen. Shatter shackle. I'm telling you right now, I'm talking about shake the very foundation of your soul. We've went to sleep and the devil's come in the house of God. I had a second grade teacher that looked just like Linda Carter. I went home and told my mama. I said, Mama, Wonder Woman's my teacher. Hold on a minute. I said, well, she said, what? I said, Wonder Woman's my teacher. We go down there to school, parent-teacher conference, because I was talking too much in class. I made good grades. But boy, I like to talk. We go in there at parent-teacher conference. Scott's a good student, but he just can't hush. See, they call that now ADD. ADHD or something, I don't know. My mom and daddy called it being disrespectful and took me home, busted my hind end. I learned to shut up. I'm telling you what, no pill could do what daddy did. So I'm telling you right now. When you have to sit down on the church pew and you have to go this way, then you got to go that way, and then you finally just, oh. Then the preacher said, let's stand and sing. I'm like, man. We got down there, and Daddy said, she does look like Wonder Woman. I'm glad they ain't here tonight. See, in my days, now I'm just going to be plain. It's going to sound funny, but I got to be plain with you. In my days, it's Wonder Woman. In my grandchildren's days, they're going to have to wonder if it is a woman. It's a shame and a disgrace. You can leave the birth certificate blank. Now, hold on a minute. They got to be 21 to buy cigarettes. Unless you're 18, you got to be accompanied with an adult to go watch an R-rated movie. But you can decide whether you want to be a boy or girl. You know where we at? Yeah. Can I tell you where we're at? We're in the last seconds, brother. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it, glory be. So shall it be in the coming of the Son, as it was in the days of Noah. Hey, listen, we can sit and preach. We know it's wrong. We know it's wrong. But we have sat back and got used to it and went to sleep. And the alarm clock sounded. It's time to wake up. Could you imagine being in this world? My grandsons, even my granddaughters. I encourage them, man, you better pray for your babies. You better pray for their helpmates. You better pray for their partner. Man, you better pray for their husband, their wife now. Well, I don't believe they're going to be any. God's still got a few. God's still got a few that'll stay. Huh? God still got a few that'll let the gospel go out on Facebook and not worry about being put in Facebook jail. I know who's got the key to it. Let me go ahead and say this. I know it's a good thing. I know it is. But these people censor and say the right things so they don't get in trouble. What did preachers do before the internet? Well, it reaches a lot of people. Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody before the internet didn't reach nobody. I'm going old fashioned with it. Before I let the government monitor, critique, judge, and limit what I say, bless God, I'll burn my own DVDs and I'll deliver it to the shut-ins. A lot of people's using that as an excuse not to come to church. It was quoted tonight, Hebrews 10:25. Who quoted that? Hebrews 10:25, you did. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see what? The day approach. Do you not see we're fixing to get out of here? Brother, I'm trying to preach. He's looking at me like, brother, you going to preach? I'm trying, brother. It's time to wake up. We've been asleep too long. Now listen, I'm not there with you. We've been sleeping too long. We've been sleeping too long. It's time to wake up. It's high time to wake up. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Any perfect parents in here? Didn't think so. It ain't funny for your kids to tell you no. You know something I don't care anymore? Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Listen, when I was growing up, my mama had to whoop me when my daddy's at work. You know what happened when my daddy gone? I got it again. Oh, I'm one of them preachers that believes in whipping kids. Oh, yes, sir. If you don't, you hate them. Them my grandbabies. E.E. What's P-Pop's number one rule at the house? No whining. All my grandbabies come over every other weekend. Yes, everyone. And I love it. But see, here's the thing about it. Now, some of y'all are going to get mad at me. I told my son and I told my daughter, my son-in-law's here. The rules that mom and daddy set at home, they're going to be the same rules at my house. God did not give me a right because I'm a P-Pop. That's what they call me. He didn't give me a right to go against what mom and dad have written. You can think that all you want to. God don't give you that. God don't give you that. If they say no at their home, it ought to be no at yours. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you right now, my mama whooped me before my mama would. My mama, hear what my mama would say. Where you do the crimes, where you going to do the time? She walked around one of them aprons, two bros, she'd roll that snuff in their house, snuff coming down both sides. She'd do like that. Friend, she run around, had a hickory on this side and a hickory on that side. And if what you done was bad enough, she'd twist them two hickories together and wire you out with it. And if it broke, see, here's that spirit of error. Some of you don't believe in discipline. God loves you enough to whip you. It ain't my fault you hate your children. How old are you? Yeah, think about that. Your mom and dad here? I take all y'all youngins home with me, whip you whether you need it or not. Sound funny, but I'm going to tell you something right now. My kids wasn't the ones on the doggone Walmart floor kicking and screaming because they didn't get what they wanted. My wife, where's my wife? Right here. I was getting on my boy. He backtalked me in Taco Bell one time. Son, wow. I lit into him. And I had an officer look at me like he was going to say something. I said, don't say nothing. I'll whoop you. I remember when it started going in school, they come home. Here's what they said. I can call a number if you whip me. You know what I told my kids? I said, I'll whip you till they get here. When I get to jail and your mama bails me out, I'm getting you again when I get home. We want to wonder why church members are the way that they are. Somewhere parents let down. Don't you blame these kids. I'm going to say it. Don't get mad. It's because of sorry parents. The Bible tells us we've been asleep. I'm talking about our babies. Hey, where that little girl that was singing? That little one. Where's she at? She's singing and goes to sleep during preaching. Lord help. Can I tell you something? Stand up, young lady. You awake, ain't you? You awake? See, I'm preaching on awake, and you let not just. You see these young and singing? Somewhere something was instilled in their life. Huh? Somewhere somebody instilled something. Did you? I say, did y'all notice the harmony there? It's natural. You know, yeah, listen. You go all the schools you want to learn your vibrato, your falsetto, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. But when God gives it to you, hallelujah, somebody done something right. I love you, honey. I know I'm all soaking wet. Give me a hug. Them singers, ain't they? We need God to call some preachers. It's time. They're watching you. Preachers, hold your hand up again. They're watching you. 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 Watching you. Watching you. Watching you. They're watching you. It's time to wake up, preacher. It's time to turn the light back on. It's been dark too long. There ain't no sense in God's people running around like this. He was preaching the other night, and I wanted to help so bad. You know, I get that itching. He's talking about the walls of Jericho. You remember that woman that was in there? What was her name? I preached a message not too long ago on the last one standing. They say everything didn't fall down. There's a promise to Rahab in her house. You looked at how it was built. Everything fell down, but there was one still standing. Power be to God. And I'm going to tell you, if we'll wake up and do right, God will bless us. I got to hurry on. Preacher told me to hurry. No, he didn't. I'm just kidding. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate your attention to liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and I'm almost done here. Put a fork in me, I'm almost done. Preacher, if it be all right, as the Lord speaks to my heart, could my daughter sing a song here? What's that? Did you go back? Huh? Yeah. We're going to be 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. I'm going to read some verses of Scripture and give you my last itch time. Then I'm going to leave it with you. Preachers, we need to get along with the Lord. Can I tell you what happens when I get alone with the Lord? Sometimes can I tell what the Lord's been doing? I had to resign because I had an accident and had to have my right foot, my left foot, my left ankle, my right hip, my left hip. I've been down for a little while. Since I've announced my call, February 21st of this year, it's been 20 years. I've had 13 surgeries and one mini stroke. I have fought hell by the mile ever since I announced it. You want to know why I preach so hard? I know what God's grace is. Oh, you don't look like it. Now listen, if I forget something my wife says to me, I say, well, honey, you remember I had that stroke. You Brother, I'm telling you, he's fought me. Tooth and nail. And I'm going to go ahead. If you make your decision, you're going to go home. And you sitting there, it's your fault. We're going to lay them commentaries down. And you say, God, I need something for these people. God begins to speak to your spiritual ear, and here's what he's saying. Gary, this one's not doing right. Here's what's going on. Do you understand God will tell? You know God's a tattletale.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I had a family one time accuse me of bugging their phones. I ain't lying to you. Went over to eat with them, and I preached the message. I said, God said, some of y'all, one of you need to go in your closet, get that jacket that you've got hid from your wife, that thing you got on the inside of that pocket, you need to get rid of it. He got saved, still had a bag of marijuana in his coat pocket. I'm telling you, they were mad at me, looking for bugs in the lamps, in the phones. I said, brother, I ain't got to be there. The Bible said, Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, on both the evil and the good. And the book of Ecclesiastes, right near the last verse, said a bird of the air shall tell the matter. He'll send a little, if you'll get down and pray and you'll get down and you'll ask God, he'll send a little bird and tell on your church members it's about to bring reproach to your church. But why some don't want to do that? Because you know you're going to have to deal with it when you get to church. I didn't say it was easy. But you really want to bring reproach to the church? 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. I ain't even there. I told y'all to go there and I ain't there. Doggone you, preacher. 5 and 17 reads as this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he might be a new creature. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put that NIV away. Preacher, don't say that. Listen. When a man stands up and reads to you out of a King James Version Bible, how many of you have the know of the Spirit of God, Spirit of truth, Spirit of error? You're awake enough. You spend enough time with God to know that they ain't quoting King James Version. Oh, yeah. I'm going to read out of it to please the people, but I'm going to quote what I know. That old shady stuff. It takes out the first part of the book of Romans. Are you serious? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yeah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians, go to the next chapter. Look at verse number 17. Wherefore, come out from among the world, or among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Not the preacher, not the deacon, not the Sunday school. The God of heaven told you to come out from the world and be separate from them. You don't let them in the church. You don't play around with it. You don't rub elbows with it. He said, you're a new creature. Get out of it. Now that's old-fashioned preaching there. Yeah. Well, I just don't. That's what the Bible says. It ain't what I believe. It ain't how you feel. I'm telling you right now, I'm one of them preachers. I preach the Word of God. I hurt your feelings. Word of God offends you. Well, that offends. If it's the Word of God offending you, brother, I love you to death, but you just going to have to be offended. I believe we gotten calloused, ain't we, preacher? Let me finish reading that. He said, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons also and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now turn back with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 12. I'm going to give you my last point here, and I'm done. Chapter 12. Listen, it's time, church, that we be good stewards of God's grace. It's time, preachers, that we get back to preaching. Messages. Not sermons. Messages. I'm talking about God sent, Holy Ghost filled, crack-a-lack-a, boom, messages. I'm talking about people's head go like this and shame messages. Were they ashamed of their iniquities? Nay, neither did they blush. I ain't never in my life seen a time people can do what they want to do and it does not bother me. Oh, it ain't just in my church. It ain't just in your church. It's everywhere. He said, I beseech you, therefore, this is Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed. Boy, you preach on that, people get upset. It's all right, I'm going to preach anyway. I don't believe in conformity. He said be transformed, not conformed. That's Bible. Now watch this. I'm going to show you something. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Last but not least, it's time to start being what we say we are. If we say we're Christians, quit playing around with the world. He said, come out from among the world and be your separate people. Can I just be? I'm going by a message that I heard you preach that cell phones have no place in the house of God. I heard that man out there preaching. But yet I see some people texting in the house of God. Why would you? Who is it you're texting is more important than God? I tell you what, tell them to bail you out of hell. If it ain't God, you ain't here. That stuff ain't got no business in that. And I can preach that freely here. I've heard him say it. That has no business in the house of God. If it ain't God, you ain't here. Why y'all looking at me so mad? Why you need to bring your cell phone in church for? Just stay home. You know you tell on yourself. I can tell when y'all get mad looking at me all cross-eyed. I look at you and tell you I'm preaching the truth of the gospel. We ain't got no special powers. When you look at us with a mean face, we know you're mad. Starts off like this. Oh, that's Brother Campbell. I love you, brother. I do. It's time for us to be what we say we are. I hear people always talk about, don't get mad back there on that back wall. Don't you get mad. Don't get mad back there on that back pew. Don't you get mad in the sound booth, preacher wife. I get hard. She hides behind that screen right there. I'm just kidding, sister. I'm kidding. But church, listen to me. I have honest to God seen that in God's house. Can I ask you why? Why would we bring the things of the world in here? We don't need that in here. Listen, when we get in here together to worship, There's nothing more. Do you realize that this is the only place you can do this outside of heaven? Gather with this many of God's people? Do you realize what we do in here when we gather together to worship God? This is the only place you can do it outside of. You go to Walmart, you ain't going to get it. I don't care if flea market's got buy one, get one free on socks. You ain't going to get it. It's time, church, that we start being what we say we are. See, some of y'all just put your phones up. Mama, preacher just got on me. Your mama ain't more important than God. I'm trying to help us tonight. Ain't nothing bothers me more to see a man of God up there pouring his heart out. And you look out there and somebody on their phone then being disrespectful to God. It ain't the man of God. You're doing it to God. And if it offends God, it offends me. Him singers up here singing their hearts out. Boy, we talking about what we going to do tomorrow. We got it on silent. No, it lights your whole face up. Who said that? Checking the scores, ain't it? I'm going to tell you something else I've even seen in church. People day trading. Swapping their stocks in church. Your money will perish with you. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Do we realize how serious this thing is? It's time, church. It's time. 1 John 2 and 4. Preacher, if you could, 1 John 2 and 4. Yeah, 1 John 2 and 4. Yes. Yes, Lord.
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Can you read that?
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Now he just added that verse in there. I got a revival coming up, and the first message we're going to preach, God being our helper, is liars in the church. People tell you they believe, they know God, but won't keep his commandments. You have every right to look at them and say, you liar. Jesus Christ called them hypocrites, whited sepulchers. He said, you make clean the outside. He said, you praise me with your lips, but your heart. It's far from me. But we say that and we're being judgmental. Excuse me, the Bible's already judged everybody. You want them people to say, well, you can't judge me. You need to read your Bible. The judgment's already been. All we're doing is preaching. I'm just looking at fruit. Don't tell me you an apple tree. If I see an orange, I'm going to call your hand on it. Why say that? Because it's time for us to be what we say we are. Yes. Here's what I'm hearing in the day and night. If my daughter would come, if that's fine with you still preaching, my daughter would come on. Where'd she go? Oh, I thought she was hiding. I said, Lord, the message done got her. Amen. Now, I don't know why the Lord said, say this. I'm not trying to embarrass my son-in-law. But my son-in-law sits under him and my daughter sat under me. And when we at church, he's not my son-in-law and she's not my daughter. How many times I had to come to your house, Brother David, and just couldn't. I say, I'm not here as daddy-in-law.
That's right.
I'm here as preacher. Yeah. That's right. We got to understand when we're right here, the ground's level at the cross. Amen. What's good? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yes. We preach about, going back to my original text. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. I can't believe. I can't believe that little boy said, there's a church right near us, probably, I say 10 miles. just voted in a preacher that lets his boy dress like a girl in a dress. And they voted it in. Watch, and the people love it so. Say it again. That church is full of a bunch of liars, and the first one's in the pulpit. See, y'all looking at me in disgust. Hey, it's going to be everywhere. All these Joel Osteen, Mr. Colgate. It's going to get better. No, it ain't. It's going to wax worse and worse. Now listen. Let that little boy identify as a girl. But he can't get into a movie R-rated if he ain't 18. What? Bible said in the last days they'd be without natural affection. That's where we at. It's exactly where we at. Now watch this. They'll let that little girl identify as a boy. No, God made he male and female. Did I just quote scripture right there? Did I just quote scripture? Do we think that's wrong? Do we think it's wrong for a boy to call himself a girl? Is that wrong? You think it's wrong for a girl to call herself a boy? You think that's wrong? But now wait a minute, if that's what they identify as. See, we sit back not saying that. We need to let them know, no, mom and dad, that's not right. It's not right. No. No. A boy gonna be a boy. A girl being gonna be that preacher messing his boy up. Now I'm gonna tell you what my flesh says, and I like to take him out behind the barn and horse whoop him. Amen. And I'll just say this, just lack of better words, I'd turn him into a girl. Put a little dress on him, make him parade through the church, see how he feels. You doing that to a child that don't know no better. That's what I'm talking about. Put a dress in, go stand in the pulpit and preach in it. I bet he wouldn't do it. Is that wrong? Come on, y'all got agree. Is that wrong in society? Why is it that we identify as Christians, but we got some of the world in us? Why is it that we say we're Christians, but yet we won't keep His commandments? Well, I'll keep that one. Well, yeah, I like that. But don't tell me I can't get on the phone with my girlfriends and talk to everybody. Oh, we don't want to preach against the gospel in the church anymore. Tailbearing, backbiting, judgment must begin here. If it's wrong for the world to identify something that they're not, it's just as wrong for us to identify. It's wrong for a preacher to identify as a God called man of God if he's not going to preach the word. He's identifying something he's not. I got an F-250 4-door long bed, 37-inch tires, 4-inch lift on it, and I'm going to get me a little thing put on my tailgate and say I identify as a Prius. Sounds funny, don't it? And you know, everybody that sees that, they're going to say, oh, look at that little Prius. The Prius would fit in the back of my truck. Now I know that sounds funny, but listen, church. Now listen, we as God's people, we see that. Do you know the world is looking at us? You said you're a Christian. I'm going to tell you, I see cars all the time, got that fish on there. Man, I swan, they stole that car. Huh? Oh, they got that crystal. Oh, boy, they got on the back window, boy. Jeez. Oh, well, they got scripture on back of there. Go buy them, boy. And they telling me I'm number one. Let me tell you how God humbled me the other day, if you would just play softly. I thought I was going and looking at a car the other week. They had removed the name. I'm new to the veil. We must move the veil, and I don't know my way around for nothing. And I'm looking for this car to buy, and that's what I do, just work on cars and stuff. And I go by a road, I said, and the GPS was telling me to turn, but there wasn't no sign on there. So I was like, well, I don't know if that's it. I'm gonna go down here and I'm gonna turn around a little bit. When I turned around down the road, I pulled in just a little bit. This man commenced to cussing me for everything I was worth because I turned around his driveway. I mean, he was calling me everything. You know, I'm a Christian, but that old man still wants to try to come up sometimes. So I'm going up the road and I'm fixing a turn over there. He cusses me again. He said, that's my property. And boy, he just let her rip. I'm talking about was, and then he said one word to me, man, don't talk about my mama. Son, I throwed her in reverse. I put that big old Ford right in his driveway and I jumped out. And I said, what was that? He said, who do you think you are going on my property? I said, sir, what are you talking about? They'd been cutting through his property. I didn't know it. And he's cussing me forever. I'm talking about just cussing me. My flesh. I was like, I'm going to show you. Preacher, I can't. I'm being honest with you. I'm being honest. Like, listen, we tried to buy a church. That man went up from 200,000 to 460,000. Man, everything in the world been coming against us. And I was a little weak. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm sitting there and he said, well, do me a favor. He done cussed me and asked me to do him a favor. He said, go down here. We got a new road cut in. He said, if you don't mind going that way. He said, when you come back out, let me know how the road is. I'm like, ah! I go down there and look at the car and I saw then God didn't send me down there to look at the car. This boy just got out of prison. I witnessed to it for about 30 minutes. I still can't even remember what kind of car it was. But you know what I did? I come back out that way. He told me not to go in. I'll show him. Watch this. And he's standing over there in his yard going. And I pulled back in and I said, you told me to let you know how the road was. I said, it's good. In the midst of him starting to cuss me again, the Holy Spirit, he'd just had hip surgery. He's out there cussing me. He's trying to carry a 5-gallon bucket of water. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, I'm about fed up with you cussing me, man. You know what the Lord said? He said, go water his chickens. I said, what? God said, go water his chickens. I look back here and I'm country enough to know when somebody uses rainwater to feed their animals, they catch it in a little. I see it back there, so I start walking back there. While I'm going back there, man, he calling me everything he can call me. Said he's going to call the law on me for trespassing. I go back there and I get a 5-gallon bucket of water. I dip it out. And I come walking by him and he tries to reach out to me. He said, what are you doing? I said, wasn't you going to water your chickens? He didn't tell me he was going to water his chickens. God told me he's going to water chickens. He goes, how you know? I said, well, I mean, I don't need your help. I said, does your chickens need water? He goes, yeah, I kept walking. Here's what he said. Are you stupid? And I'm trying to listen to the Lord, preacher.
Yes, sir. That's good, preacher.
I wasn't identifying what I was supposed to be identifying as. I get back here and I look at the chickens and I pour it in there. And I turn around, he's got goats over there, and the Lord said, water his goats. I go back over there, he said, what's wrong with you? I said, do your goats need water? He said, yeah. I said, I'm gonna water your goats. I took extra 5-gallon buckets left about. I said, you won't have to walk out there now. While I'm going out there watering the goats, he goes in the house and gets some clothes on because his standing yard didn't have no clothes on. He comes back out and I'm getting in my truck. He said, hold on a minute. He said, why are you watering my chickens and my goats? I said, well, they needed water. He said, "What's your name?" And I told him my name. Boy, he's just a cousin. He said, "I ain't never met somebody that stupid." He said, "What you do?" See, the Lord knew if I'd have went my way, I would have identified something that he wouldn't have believed. I said, "I'm a preacher."